Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Before we dive in, I do want to encourage you to drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com and let us know what's on your heart, how we can join you in praying today. Just drop a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, today I read an article that I thought was so applicable in the connection of our habits and our spiritual growth. This article had so many good tips that I thought I would just share some of the highlights with you today, but it was the reminder that habits are so foundational. In fact, for many of you that watched the Super Bowl over the years, you know that Tom Brady has a ridiculous number of wins under his belt. He's got so many championship rings, and you ask the question, how did he get so good? There's a whole list, and in fact, there's a book out that talks about the habits that Tom Brady has, but there are a list of things that he does to stay ready, both mentally and physically, emotionally. I mean, if you read the list, like drinking 20 ounces of water as soon as he wakes up, there's so many things that he does consistently over time. These are habits, and those habits have paid off for him over and over again. And so the idea for all of us is we grow when we have good habits. That includes spiritual growth, that includes physical discipline, it includes emotional health. But when we build good habits in our life, it leads to good character. And that good character begins to shape our destiny, the direction of our lives. And so all of that, if you trace it back to the foundation, it starts with our habits. I think it's so interesting that John 13, verse 17 says, Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And so it's not enough just to know about them. Jesus says, you'll be blessed if you actually do them. And one of the things that comes down to habits about doing them is it requires repetition and it requires practice. And so if you look at all the studies that are out there, and there's some great books out there about habits, whether it's exercise, diet, or spiritual, you need to put it in practice at least for every day for at least 6 weeks. In other words, it doesn't just take 21 days. It doesn't just take 30 days. It takes about 6 weeks of daily practice, daily repetition before it becomes a habit. And the reason why I think this is so important when it comes to our spiritual growth is a lot of us have a lot of starts and stops in our past. We'll be consistent for a couple of days, and then we'll skip a couple of days. And then we repeat that over and over and over again. And so we end up undoing everything that we've gained when we've done it well. And so if you think about people when it comes to diets, so many of us get stuck in yo-yo diets where we do it occasionally for a couple of days, and then we back off again. And the danger is we end up losing more ground than we gained. And so I want to encourage you to develop habits in your life that you'll use for the rest of your life, habits that will help you to grow and be a resilient person that knows the love of God and lives it out. Successful people are normal people who've decided to develop good habits that stay with them for the rest of your life. One thing that I've heard said so often is you determine your habits, and then your habits determine you. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So I want to encourage you today, find some healthy habits that you can build into your spiritual life, because they're going to pay off, not just today, but forever in eternity. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.